Now, the new leader of the Green Party is going to be announced today with Minister Roderick.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Gorman and Senator Pippa Hackett, also a junior minister, bidding to replace Eamon Ryan. We're joined by John Downing, political correspondent with the Irish Independent, a former press advisor a number of years ago to the Green Party. John, is this one too close to call?
It's difficult to call because they're a very different kind of electorate. There are 4,000 members of the Green Party. One member, one vote. They are deciding. It will be figured out pretty quickly because it's an electronic vote. But as to sort of trying to figure out what the Green Party is going to, the Green Party membership is going to do, that one is very difficult.
Okay. There used to be, it was always regarded as a split in the Green Party, or the division in the Green Party was between the fundies and the realos. Has that kind of shifted now? Is it more about those who are more interested in social justice versus those who are purer Greens? And is it fair to say you have the two candidates are from either camp?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complex, but there is an element of that, really, Shane. Thing is, the Green Party brings something very different to Irish politics. You should say, or one would say, look, it really should be Roderick O'Gorman. He's a first-time TD. Became one of that small group of people who became a minister on day one in Dáil Éireann, but he has a huge, huge background in politics and engagement. And the sort of, you're saying that those who take a more realpolitik, realistic view of life, they believe that, look, we're not a debating society, we're not a ginger group, we're not a pressure group. We want to do politics. We believe in stuff. And that's why we go into government. We try to get some things, insofar as we can, applied.
Which is more Pippa Hackett? This is the perception. I'm not saying it's the reality. But the perception would be Pippa would be more, let's get the issues done on green issues. Roderick O'Gorman, more social justice campaigner.
Well, maybe. I mean, they have learned over the years, and that they're, I mean, what was it? They used to say, this German Green used to say, one of the very early guys said, neither right nor left, but forward. So, yeah, I know, with these slogans. Well, I mean,
not bad.
You're either at it or you're not, you know, sort of thing. But their approach to politics is different. So the difficulty is no other political party would consider Pippa Hackett as leadership material because she hasn't a snowball's of winning a Dáil seat anytime soon. She's in Offaly. It was Laois Offaly, as we know. She was sixth or seventh in when the Greens had the wind at their back in February 2020, last time. Now, Laois Offaly is divided. There will be a three-seater.
Not a prayer.
So why would you pick a leader who cannot command a Dáil seat? Well, there you are. She's a senator. She won a Senate seat elected by Green councillors, effectively. But the point is, no other party would go for it. The Greens would, because they believe in stuff.
Okay. All right. It's going to be fascinating. We will watch the outcome with huge interest. And as John said, we'll know straight away once it's electronic vote. So we will know very, very quickly. John Downing, no doubt you'll be writing about this in the Irish Independent tomorrow, political correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.